We're in Simin Shin Yud. We are up to Siv Zayin. I do want to point something out from yesterday. I mentioned the Isser of Bittel Kli Mehechana was because like you're cementing it into the ground, which was one of the reasons brought down in Rashi. Rashi brings another reason that it's like stira. You're breaking the keli by rendering it unusable for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings only that reason down over here. Siv Zayin. Mita Shiyesh Oleha Mo'os. A bed that has money on it. Oh, afilu ein aleha ata. Now, by the way, a bed in those days was not just something that you slept on, it was also something that you sat on. Now, you could also use it for keeping things on. So this is a bed that has money on it. Oh, afilu ein aleha ata, v'hoy ole ben ashmashes. There was money on it, ben ashmashes. Osr l'taltalo. The migud is katsoy l'vein ashmashes is katsoy l'kula yom. Now, this is the halacha of a bosses the dover ha'aser. Now, let's understand, and we have to be very careful with this, because it gets complex, and the yesod is very straightforward. There's a bit of a steer in the bir halacha from the Mishnah Berurah before, but this seems to be the maskana of the bir halacha. The halacha of bosses the dover ha'aser is that if you have non-muktzah, which serves as a support for muktzah, it is bottle to it, and it gets the din of the muktzah. So if I have a mita on which I keep money, money is mukta machmas gufo, it is not a kli, and it has all the dinim of mukta, you can't move it, not litzarek gufo, not litzarek makomo. If I set aside, if I have this bed and I put money on it, the entire bed is supporting that, and it's therefore, it therefore becomes a basis ledavar aser, and it's mukta. Now, what happens if the money is not on it anymore? So it shouldn't be a basis anymore. A busis is only something that is serving. It's a support for the other thing. If it's not there anymore, it's not a busis. However, if bein hashmashes, the entire bein hashmashes, it was a busis, then the entire bein hashmashes, it was usser. So that's a case of muktza machmas isser. Something that for all of bein hashmashes is muktza remains muktza for the entire Shabbos. So the Mechaber is saying, if all of bein hashmashes, there was money on it, then it becomes a basis, even though there's no money on it right now. Hagav afil letzara gufo letzarech makomo. The halach is it's usur even letzara gufo makomo, because it becomes a basis to the money, and the money does not have a heter tiltel letzarech gufo letzarech makomo. V'hu adin l'chol dvar heter shemunach alav iser. The same goes for any kind of dvar heter that has iser on it. Avalam ein ole ata mos. V'gam lo hoy ole ben hashmoshes mutar l'taltla afilu yichta l'mos v'nichem alav mebod yom. Kiven shesilkam kodem ben hashmoshes. But let's say I have this mita that I was miyachid for keeping money on. And now, and I used it during the week to keep money on it also. It's just that I took the money off it ben hashmoshes. Here, we would not say that the mita is muktzah. This is all within the Mechaber. Further, says the Ramah, Hagav yesh osrim b'yichad lakach v'niach behem, afal pisha silka mebod yom. Some hold that if there's a mita that I set aside for money and I put money on it, the mita itself becomes muktzah. The reason, since I will miyachid it for money, it becomes muktzah machmas chasar in kis. This is something that I am makbit to use only for money. So it becomes muktzah machmas chasar in kis. V'lochein, also letatl kis shamos, afal bishotzi amos menem bol yom. Therefore, a wallet, even though I took all my money out of it, since its whole purpose is to hold money, we would call it muktzah machmas chasar in kis. Elim kenosa maisa she poscho milmato v'silko min ayichud. Unless you do a maisa to take away the shame muktza from it, I tore the bottom of my wallet so it could no longer hold money. V'cheino again miu l'tzar gufo l'tzar makomo muter, but it is mut l'tzar gufo makomo. So the Magen Avraham asks on this, why should it be muter if it's muktza machmas tzar and kis, then it's also l'tzar gufo makomo, and he really argues with it, and Lamaisa the Poskim say if you're makbid not to use it for something else, it would really be also even Letzar Gufa Makomo. Says the Ramana, V'lochein, also letaltal kis shel mos, av ishotzi ha mos men abod yom, elam kin also b'mayin shebishchom umat, v'slukum min ha'yichud, v'chein noagin. Miu, l'tzor gufa, we just said this, l'tzor gufa, l'tzor makom mutar. V'chein b'kis ha'tofer b'beged, if you have a pocket that is sewn to clothing, ho'ol v'ikara beged omed lilbosh, since the clothing itself is made for levisha. Im hotzi ha'mos misham, mutar lilbosh ha'beged, ta'kis bottle etzlo. That means a pocket, even though we would call that's miyuchid lamos and would therefore be muktzmach machsaron kis, nevertheless, the coat doesn't become muktzmach machsaron kis because it's not bottled to it. Avalim shachach bo mos mutal etatl beged. If it's not a busis, you're allowed to carry the beged. The law amrita l'chol beged nase busis lamos. Ho vein amos alikara beged. Now, what the Rama is saying is that he's only referring to a pocket, which is an entire pocket, where the top of it is sewn into, the edges of it is sewn into the clothing. Which means that if you stick your hand into it, the whole pocket is like something of a sock. And it's connected to the outer slit where the pocket is. Whereas, what if the pocket consists of just a piece of material over over the coat? And what you're putting your money into is the coat, the outer part of the coat that happens to be covered over a second time, which means it's not lined. In such a case, we would say that the entire beged does become a basis. And if it's a case of shochach, so you're going to have to shake it out. We said that even though it doesn't become a basis, but when the money is there, then it's aser. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says, if I put money in a drawer of a table, if the drawer is removable on its own, then the table does not become a basis. If the drawer is not removable and I have nothing else on the table, then the table does become a basis. So the rule is, if something is a separate entity, it will not make what it's connected to into a basis. If it's not a separate entity, it could. Now, all in all, I want to chazer what we started with, and that is that there are two dinim of basis. The first halacha of basis is that once something is serving something else, it is considered, it gets the din of whatever that other thing is. When it's not there, it's mutter, unless it was on Ben Hashmashis, where we say that it became Muktzah Machmas Iser. Consequently, we know that when you light the Shabbos candles, and if you had nothing that was not Muktzah on the table becomes a basis to the Shabbos candles, and you cannot move it. Can't move the table on Shabbos. What happens if, when you lit the table, when you lit the candles on the table, you had the chalas on the table. You had the chalas, you had a becher on the table. So the halachi is it becomes a basl the davra mutter ula asr, and it did not become asr on Shabbos. It did not become asr ben hashmashes. Now, you cleared off the table Friday night, and there's nothing left on the table except for the candlesticks. At this point, the table is certainly serving the candlesticks, and therefore it's a basis, and you can't move the table. However, had they been there ben hashmashes, then even if they're not here now, you can't move the table, because we say that it became muktzah machmas iser because of hol v'iskatzoi. Whereas if ben hashmashes, it wasn't there, it's only there now, then while it's there, it's usr. Once you remove it, once someone removes it or kicks it off, the halacha then is that it is movable. Or in the case of the table with the candlesticks, once I put a dvar heter onto it so it's no longer a basis only for iser, the halacha is that it will be mutter. So if you didn't have your chalas on Erev Shabbos and Ben Hashmashes, they weren't there. So even if you later put chalas on it, you can't move the table. Whereas if you had chalas there, Ben Hashmashes, but right now they're not there, you can't move the table. But if you put something else on the table now, that will be mutter moving it.